exciting time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines. Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive alive. Brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
It's the last week to shop before Christmas. Kohl's is staying open nonstop from 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Tuesday. Hours may vary by location. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
Listen to Retire Worry Free Saturday
2 p.m.
on KTRS.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news.
This is the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thank you so much for listening. Eon the Peon is here with me. Dan Strauss has the day off today, so Tim Weiland is filling in for me. And that means Tim will be answering your phone calls now for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days and you'd like to give it a shot, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we play today, I do have my suggested Google search of the day. I strongly suggest you try to find the image of the guy whose hand is on his ankle.
What?
Now don't just do hands grasping ankles, because you'll get photos that you do not want to see.
No.
You want to find the picture of Chinese factory worker Zhao Wei, who lost his right hand in an accident at work, was severed by the machinery. But they took the hand and Zhao to the hospital, and doctors there say they're going to save the limb by temporarily grafting his hand to his ankle. They have to do that because you can't just keep the hand alive in a refrigerator. It's got to have blood supply for the tissue to remain alive.
This is like the guy, a couple months ago that had the nose transplant?
The replacement nose on his forehead, a 22-year-old guy who was hurt in a car accident last year, and growing that nose took about 9 months. Now, they say that this guy, when all is said and done, he'll be able to lead a normal life. But right now, you can see the picture of the hand. It looks very weird. Here's his leg. Here's his foot. And at a right angle from his ankle is the hand.
You have to find socks, I guess.
Well, he is hospitalized.
Oh, okay. He's not like, walking around.
No, it's
yet.
Not like he's getting up and walking around, although doing a handstand would be easy for him.
But he will have to at a certain point. He's not going to be bedbound the whole time.
Well, I don't know how long they have to keep him in there, because with the nose, they grew the nose from scratch.
Yes.
With cells that they put in there and cartilage that they put in there. This is his actual full-size hand. It's already grown. They just have to wait until he recovers from his other injuries, particularly the arm that had the hand cut off.
Sure.
And once he's recovered from that, so I think he's staying in the hospital the whole time, and then they'll put the hand back on. And but in the meantime, if his foot itches, he can scratch it without having to bend down at all. Look for that, because it is a more amazing photo of the week. All right, let's meet our contestants for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Steve, you're up first today.
Hey guys, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hey Steve.
Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just trying to make my way home on the busy roads for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Let me turn on a semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge. They come spilling out every Friday at this time when we push that button. And category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Then category two, it's Christmas at the movies. And category three, all American cities and states. Which one would you like?
Oh, man. Let's do the Christmas movies one.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. And if you pass on one, that's okay. You can come back and pick it up later, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because then I'll tally your points. If you don't get past the halfway point, 7.5 or less, I'm going to have to punish you. But if you get 8 or more, then you will win a prize package chosen especially for you by Substitute Prize Guy.
Yay! The Prize Man! That's right, Paul. We've got prizes for the Harris Challenge. Winners will get their choice of 12 donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
$20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs. Werenberg. Well, do we got to do this?
Werenberg's
movie passes. Your choice to see The Wolf of Wall Street, ooh, Anchorman 2,
yeah,
Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones,
yep,
The Book Thief.
Yeah.
And we have one pass to each movie. Each pass gets two people in.
Okay. I noticed that the slogans for Subliminal and Werenberg sound very similar. Yeah. So you get your choice of those, Steve, or if you get all the questions correct, and then we call that a clean sweep, and you win all the prizes, and that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Steve, your category, it's Christmas at the Movies, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the building where John McClane attends a Christmas party in the first Die Hard movie?
Nakatomi?
Correct. What is the prize the old man wins in A Christmas Story?
Leg lamp.
Correct. Who played the prime minister in Love Actually?
The guy who did the thing in the car with the girl.
You can pass if you want.
All right, pass.
What's the name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, the old man. Gosh. You know that'll come to me.
You want to pass?
Give me the last one.
All right. Who played the two burglars in the first Home Alone movie?
Joe Pesci, Daniel Stern.
Correct. Now back to who played the prime minister in Love Actually?
I know the old man's name was Clarence.
The name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life is Clarence.
Ooh, nice.
I have to ask our judges on the Prime Minister in Love Actually, can we accept the guy who did the thing with the hooker in the car
the entire team? No.
Yeah. We actually needed his name?
Yes.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, that would have been a clean sweep.
Yes, it would. By the way, I believe her name was Denise Brown. And why do I know that? Why is that in my head? How did that get? I don't know my brother's phone number, but I know Hugh Grant's hooker's name. Let's see how you did here, Steve. You got everything but the three-pointer. So 12 points. Congratulations. You're a winner.
All right.
Stand by, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes. I'm going to move on to contestant number two now, and that's Kara. Hi, Kara.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Right now, I'm actually driving around the airport waiting for my husband because he was mountain lion hunting in Arizona.
Wow. Are you sitting in the cell phone lot, or are you making the circle?
I'm doing the circle thing.
All right. I hope you hook up with him soon. Let's see which categories we have here. We have you been paying attention? We have all American cities and states, or our third category, loose ends. Which one would you like?
I guess I'll try the cities and states.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Kara, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which rock band had a hit with Carry On My Wayward Son?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
It's the name of a city or a state.
Boston.
Kansas.
Ah.
Which TV show took place at the South Fork Ranch?
Dallas.
Correct. In what title city did Tom Hanks live in a movie co-starring Meg Ryan?
Seattle.
Correct. Which movie musical won Golden Globes for Renee Zellweger and Richard Gere?
Oh, brother. I have no idea. I'll pass.
What state did Gladys Knight take the midnight train to in 1973?
Georgia.
Correct. Which movie, we're back to the four-pointer, which movie musical won Golden Globes for Renee Zellweger and Richard Gere?
I have no idea.
The movie was called Chicago.
Oh.
But the good news for
you. Oh, good grief. Yes, the musical. For
yeah.
Pete's sake.
The good news for you, Kara, is you got the 2, the 3, and the 5. That's 10 points, and you're a winner.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. Hang on.
Thank
and
you.
Tim will tell you how you get your prize.
I have a correction, real quick.
A correction?
Yes, Hugh Grant's hooker. Divine Brown.
Divine Brown.
Denise Brown was Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, I think.
Oh.
I believe that's where you...
Thank you very much.
You're close. Very close, though.
What? You know what?
Denise, not a very hookerish name, though.
No, you're
Divine
absolutely
is a
right.
Lot of close.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And you know what? One of the digits in my brother's phone number just came to my head. It's a 2. Now that I have Denise out of there. Oh, wait, no, I lost the two because now Divine is in there.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I hate Christmas.
Wow.
That's all I got.
All right. And that's it for today's episode of Duck Dynasty. Scott, we have you been paying attention? We have loose ends, or our new third category. I didn't know he was in that.
I didn't know he was in that.
Okay. I should say I didn't know they were in that, because there will be a female person showing up in here, a female human person for that matter.
Sounds good.
I need a vacation. Scott, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 30 rock star played a teacher in the movie Mean Girls?
Pass.
Two-pointer. Which Everybody Loves Raymond co-star played the monster in Young Frankenstein?
The dad. Pass. I'll think of it.
Which West Wing cast member played a sleazy TV producer in Wayne's World?
Pass. I'm not doing real good on this.
No, you're not. Which Frasier co-star once played John Dean in the movie Nixon?
Pass. I sense the punishment coming.
Chose the category of your own free will. Which SNL star plays Bruce Dern's son in the new movie Nebraska?
Just send it now. Give it to me, Paul. I got nothing.
You don't want to guess on any of those? The 30
I have no idea. I think Everybody Loves Raymond. It's the dad.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
That is correct.
Though.
That is correct. It is the dad. His name is Peter Boyle, the 30 yep. rock star who played a teacher in Mean Girls. That was the female human person I was referring to. That's Tina Fey. The West Wing cast member who played a sleazy TV producer in Wayne's World was Rob Lowe. The Frasier co-star who played John Dean in the movie Nixon was David Hyde Pierce. And the SNL star who's now in Nebraska with Bruce Dern is Will Forte. Well, Scott, I will tell you that before you got in here today, if you include last week and the week before, we had 8 consecutive winners on the Harris Challenge.
Well, I'm sorry to ruin it for you.
We haven't punished anybody in quite some time.
We were anxious to hear the music.
Well, because it's our last show before Christmas, Ian did a little bit of searching, and I have a whole bunch of kind of schlocky Christmas music on my hard drive that we could have dug out today, but I will give Ian credit for finding this one, because I don't think anything says Christmas more than the Ramones.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with.
Yeah, Joey singing the immortal Merry Christmas, bad. I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. That was the song where they considered using a fourth chord, but decided against it at the last minute.
That would take practice to learn.
Scott, thank you for playing. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Paul.
I'm sorry, you're not our final contestant. You're our fourth contestant. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am sitting in traffic on Manchester Road, hating life, and would like to tell everyone to watch out for motorcycles.
Okay. Is this one of those traffic nightmares brought on by people shopping on this last weekend before Christmas?
I would only assume.
Either that or there's a line for the Waffle House. One of the two. Here are your categories. Have you been paying attention, or loose ends?
I'll try loose ends.
60 seconds on the clock. Toby, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which spacecraft was Jim Lovell the commander of when he said, Houston, we have a problem?
I'll pass.
What kind of book did Noah Webster first publish in 1828?
Pass.
What disease did Dr. Jonas Salk create a vaccine for in the mid-1950s?
Smallpox.
Polio. When the first elephant was brought to the U.S. in 1796, what country did it come from?
Africa.
That's a continent.
Or continent, South Africa.
Oh, you're still wrong. It's India. Which of the five Great Lakes is the only one to lie entirely within the United States?
Erie.
Michigan. Back to the one-pointer. The spacecraft Jim Lovell was commander of when he said, Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13.
Correct. What kind of book did Noah Webster first publish in 1828?
A children's book.
The Dictionary. If you look up Noah,
oh, I didn't even hear that. Yeah.
If you look up Noah Webster in the dictionary, it says you're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Toby, all you got was the one pointer for Apollo 13, and that means Joey has a message for you. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Toby. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I'm in the PM. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
Oh, just happy holidays. I'd like to congratulate Steve for winning earlier, and I'd like to say hello to everybody out there in St. Louis.
Okay. Are you saying that as a shout-out from one Steve to another?
Yes.
Okay, nicely done. Have you been paying attention? Is the only category left on the board?
That's what I was hoping for.
Good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what reality show will Phil Robertson no longer appear after making racist and homophobic remarks to GQ magazine? Duck Dynasty is right. Which retailer announced this week that information about 40 million customer credit card accounts had been stolen from its database?
Target.
Target is right. Which daytime talk show host announced that this season would be her last?
Yeah.
Pass on that. Where did China land a vehicle last weekend known as the Jade Rabbit?
The moon.
The moon is right. What became the 17th state to legalize gay marriage after a court ruling this week?
Earlier question, Ellen.
No, it's Katie Couric. 17th state to legalize gay marriage.
Nevada?
Did you say Nevada?
Nevada.
The correct answer is New Mexico. Although, if you'd really been paying attention, you would have heard our reports this afternoon that a federal judge in Utah has struck down that state's ban on same-sex marriage, putting them on track to become the 18th to legalize gay marriage. So let's see how you did here, Steve. You were on a roll with the 1 and the 2, and then you missed the 3, and you got the 4, and you missed the 5. So, oh, only 7 points, Steve.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We were on a roll here, too, and then we rolled into the Ramones. This is from the Ramones album. I didn't hear those lyrics. What was that again?
Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen? Merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children.
Steve, I'm sorry you didn't win like the other Steve did, but thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge.
Merry Christmas. You guys have a good day.
You have a Merry Christmas, too. That is the Harris Challenge. We have one more for 2013. You will hear it next Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. When we come back, Mike Evans in Hollywood and today's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Well, it looks like we may have an accident out on Highway 70 in the Warrenton area because both directions have really long backups. So I can't see on a camera to tell which direction that is, but just be cautious. Use caution when you go out there. Also, on southbound 55, things are running really slow from about Peevely down through Festus. Some heavy traffic there. Southbound 270, your slow Page through Ladue, and then heavy again 44 through Tesson Ferry. The usual slowdowns on westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, 270. 270 through Mason. Does look like we're getting a little bit better as you get out towards Chesterfield Valley, and eastbound 270 still stacks up as you approach McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. It's the last weekend to shop before Christmas. Kohl's is staying open nonstop, and they did it from 6 a.m. this morning through 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Hours may vary by location. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Chair, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Farmer Dave. For my family and all the cows and the skunks out in Skunk Hollow, we want to wish your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
The garage is known for keeping your car out of the elements, but it can also play a big role in the pursuit of a dream, like band practice.
Stop. Messed up.
American Family Insurance protects more than your stuff.
From the top.
We protect your dreams. No matter if those dreams take you from playing in your garage.
It's okay, we'll get it. Come on, let's do it one more time.
To the biggest stage of all. Take a moment to get inspired, and then go to amfam.com to share your dream and join the community of dreamers.
Here we go.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Holiday shopping is in full swing, and your list is long. So head to Here Today, St. Louis's brand new extreme value store. And when we say extreme, we mean it. Here Today has incredible deals on everything, from women's accessories and home decor to wine, beer, and groceries. Plus tons of cool holiday gifts, decorations, and wrap. Our selection is ever-changing, but isn't the hunt half the fun? Here Today. Deals so amazing, they could be gone tomorrow. Located at 770 North Lindbergh in Florissant. More information at heretodaystores.com.
G&W Sausage Company has been a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Cousins Gerhard and Bob Wanninger learned the process of making the finest Bavarian sausage using the same secret recipes their grandfather created in his native Germany. G&W's retail shop is open Tuesday through Saturday. Shop for imported items, holiday gift sets, or purchase a G&W gift card. 4828 Parker Avenue off Kings Highway.
You can't beat G&W meat.
For more, go to gwsausage.com.
The holidays are here, and remember last year when you were trying to juggle all those recipes with one oven? What a challenge that was. It's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that your worries are over. How about checking out the GE double oven stoves at Appliance Discounters? We bought these by the truckload so that we can offer them at the lowest price in town. Add a GE convection over the range microwave, and now you have three ovens. Come by any of our four showrooms, and you'll see why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Happy holidays.
Hi, folks. This is Ozzie Smith, and I'd like to tell you about my friends over at Golf Discount of St. Louis. As a professional athlete and a competitor, it is extremely important to me that my equipment is best fit to help me hit long drives and drain putts. That's why I only get my golf equipment from the expert fitters at Golf Discount of St. Louis. Not only are the prices always the lowest guaranteed, but the staff is the most experienced and knowledgeable in St. Louis. Don't just take my word for it. Visit any of the three convenient Golf Discount locations today. Tell them Ozzie sent you.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Shetland Cart Supply. The 12 days of Christmas, from here today, best transportation, celebrating life cakes, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
One more time for the happy kids listening today.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, sir.
No work till Monday.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. If you're looking for a place to have a great meal, whether you're going to eat it there or take it home, you got Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and right next to it, the Smokehouse Market, all under the giant pig on the roof. You can't miss it in the Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I'm Paul Harris. Eon the Peon's here. Tim is filling in for Dan. And Mike Evans is filling in for Mike Evans.
Oh, give it to him.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, very pleasant. Good afternoon, St. Louis. Hope everybody's doing great. We start off with a pop quiz question. Play along. Here we go. Name the name of the news guy who sold Christmas trees when he went to high school and college. Sold a lot of Christmas trees. Was it Bill O'Reilly, Brian Williams, or Anderson Cooper? Answer in just a minute. Got some love nuggets for you ever since Sharon Osbourne laid down the law to Ozzy. Sober up or ship out. Ozzy hasn't missed a AA meeting. Just got his one-year chip. Alex Rodriguez, ex-wife Cynthia, says, "Hey, Rod, not a bad guy. Just a little immature. Should have stopped there. Forgot about adding the part about being conceited, out of control, and cheated on her while they were married." Harry Styles will reportedly spend at least part of the Christmas holidays at the Kardashians hanging out with Kendall Jenner. And L.A. Dodger Matt Kemp will spend at least part of the Christmas holidays at the Kardashians hanging out with Kendall's half-sister, Khloe. Mm. Isn't that special?
Yeah.
TV news. It's just unbelievable, but it's true. Next month on the TLC reality show, My Strange Addiction, 33-year-old guy named Toby will be featured, who has had over 100 procedures and spent over $100,000 on surgeries to look just like Justin Bieber.
No. Wouldn't that just be a haircut?
I can't imagine why. And the guy doesn't look anything like Bieber. 33 years old.
Does he? Like, after he has the change, what does he do? Go to restaurants and pee in a mop bucket?
There you go. Odds and ends. Nicole Kidman has finally talked Keith Urban into spending half of their time in Australia. She's been trying to get him to do that for a long time. Victoria's Secret wants to sign up Sean Penn's daughter, Dylan Wright. They say she's a 10. Actually, I've seen her. She's an 11. I mean, she is a beautiful girl.
Takes after mommy, Robin Wright.
Yep. Very odd. Despite all the stars in Wolf of Wall Street obviously having knowledge of drug use, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Matthew McConaughey, producers of the movie hired an ex-felon, an ex-drug addict, to teach the actors how to act high.
Really?
Why do they need to be taught how to act high when they get high?
The only reason I could think of is because a lot of the scenes in the movie involve Quaaludes, which are not around anymore, and maybe this guy was around in the Quaalude era and had to tell them how to act, but I'm with you. It doesn't make sense to me.
When you're stoned, you're stoned.
Did you like the movie?
Not really.
No.
Did you?
I didn't like any single character in the movie, and that to me is a check mark against it.
I haven't talked about it yet, but no, I found it, I mean, you know, Quaaludes and drugs and sex and stuff sticking out of your butt, and then do it again and again, and it's a horrible movie. I don't know whether all the critics love it.
I don't know if I'd go horrible. I would hold that out for Inside Llewyn Davis.
Worst movie I saw all year long?
Yep.
Oh, I thought Llewyn Davis was a wonderful movie.
What was the worst movie you saw all year long?
Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah. I remember you trashing that.
Didn't care much for that, no.
Yeah.
Also, every Friday, I'm going to start something new, give you a movie that is out of the theaters that you can rent, a good movie to go rent or get on demand. And today, the movie I'm recommending is Mud, with Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, and Michael Shannon. Did you see that?
Yes, good choice. I thought Matthew McConaughey gave his best performance in that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Really did.
And you know what?
There's a fitty chance that Donald Trump will run for New York governor, and there's a fitty chance California Governor Jerry Brown might run for president. I say that we get the mayor of Toronto and San Diego. Let's get them back in the mix, too.
You know, Donald Trump is never actually going to run for anything. He's never filed for any of this stuff. He's just such a publicity whore. He likes to throw his name out there, and the media just jumps all over
they
it.
Do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who sold a lot of Christmas trees while they were in school? Bill O'Reilly, Brian Williams, or Anderson Cooper?
Tim Weiland filling in for Dan Strauss today. What do you say?
I think Brian Williams looks like that kind of guy.
Ian?
I'll say Anderson Cooper.
Bill O'Reilly.
The answer is Brian Williams, NBC.
All right.
And finally, have a great weekend. The
Mike Evans brought to you every day at this time by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And what else do I have to? Oh, before we get to knuckleheads, I want to mention this one other story. For anybody who has a MacBook, Ian, do you have a MacBook?
I do not.
I live in the PC world, so I don't.
Same here.
My daughter has one, though, and I have to tell her about this. Do you have a MacBook?
I'm lucky. Yeah. I've got a cell phone.
Okay. if you do have a MacBook, you should know about this warning that was issued this week that there are hackers now who can turn on the webcam on your MacBook without turning on the little light that's supposed to go on when the camera is on. So if you're Skyping with somebody or FaceTiming with somebody using that camera, that little LED light next to it is supposed to go on automatically. That's how it's designed. In fact, Apple knows about people who try to hack into these things, and that's why they purposely set up a special thing inside there, it built into the hardware, so that light would go on. A couple of years ago, the FBI figured out how to do that so that they could covertly activate the camera so they could spy on people who they had a search warrant for. But now, some hackers have been doing it, including one guy named Jared Abrams, who got some pictures on Twitter of a teenage girl who was first identified as just CW, and they emailed her, or this guy emailed her, two nude photos of herself in her own room, which she knew she had not taken. After the case got to court, we found out that CW was actually Miss Teen USA Cassidy Wolf, and the story got more publicity, and the FBI got involved, and this guy Jared Abrams had gone to high school with her, and they found software on his computer allowing him to spy remotely on her and on numerous other women, and it turns out that this software is pretty popular among sleazy creepoids on the internet. So if you have a MacBook with a webcam, they all have a webcam on them, you might want to get some duct tape and put it over the webcam for the times that you're not using it, so there isn't somebody who is spying on you and taking pictures of you when you least expect it.
Yeah, they're going to have to start selling them with like a slide or something over it, where just so you know, a little plastic piece that you can slide back and forth whenever you want to use it.
Absolutely, a very good point. There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Melbourne, Australia, where police were called to rescue a woman who was floundering in the icy water of Port Phillip Bay. When they got there, they pulled the woman out and asked how she'd ended up in the water. The woman, who was from Taiwan, told them that she was walking along the pier, checking her Facebook page on her phone, and didn't notice that the pier had ended.
Ooh.
And she kept on going, walking right off and into the water. When they found her, police said she still had her cell phone in her hand. What were you, trying to do the dog paddle while checking Facebook? I'm updating my status now. I'm running. She apologized for causing any problems and thanked them for rescuing her. In Billings, Montana, meth dealer Walter White has been sentenced to a dozen years in prison. Walter White, the meth dealer? You mean Bryan Cranston's character from Breaking Bad? They that's a fictional character. They put him in jail. Oh, there's really a meth dealer named Walter White in Billings, Montana. His house was raided by the DEA earlier this year, moving about 2 pounds of meth from a supplier every week. He pleaded guilty to narcotics distribution and firearms charges. I'm pretty sure the meth wasn't blue. In no time did he insist anybody refer to him as Heisenberg. Story number three is from Coimbatore, India, where a local merchant put up a billboard to honor the late Nelson Mandela. The printed message was very nice. It said, quote, "Among today's politicians who cannot think beyond the next election cycle, Nelson Mandela was a leader who thought of the well-being of future generations. He went to join Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin Luther King. We bow down to him, proud to have lived during his time on Earth, and praise his message of love, nonviolence, and sacrifice." That all sounds very nice, doesn't it?
Yes.
And then there were pictures of Mother Teresa and Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Morgan Freeman. Instead of Nelson Mandela, the guy had used a picture of Morgan Freeman, who played Mandela in the movie Invictus. He's apologized and says he's going to change the picture. In Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Melissa Brittingham went to apply for a job at Five Guys, you know, the burger restaurant. She filled out an application, talked to a manager. The manager told her, "I'll get back to you." After she left, one of the other employees noticed that the two tip jars on the counter were empty and about $15 was missing. So the manager checked the surveillance video, and sure enough, there was Melissa reaching in and taking the cash. And since she had listed her real address on the job application, it didn't take the cops long to find her. She's pleaded guilty to theft, sentenced to a year in probation, $500 fine plus court costs. I'm guessing since she had to take the $15 from Five Guys, she's going to have to go see about 100 guys before she gets the money to pay off that fine. And we finish today in Hialeah Gardens, Florida, where Araceli Gonzalez and her husband have filed a lawsuit against Walmart over a dress that she bought at the Walmart Supercenter 3 years ago. The day after she wore the dress, Gonzalez claims that she developed an excruciatingly painful red rash over large portions of her body, which required her to go to Palm Springs General Hospital, where an allergist informed Gonzalez that the cause of the dermatitis was the dress that she had purchased at Walmart. 8 days later, she had to go back to the hospital with heart palpitations brought on by the whole thing. According to the lawsuit, which was filed in Miami-Dade County Court, the painful rash lasted for a period of several months, with several outbreaks. In addition to Gonzalez seeking damages for negligence and strict liability and breach of warranty, her husband also wants damages for loss of consortium. That's a legal euphemism for sex that he couldn't have with his wife while she had the rash. Walmart will not comment on the lawsuits. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. We have a new batch for you every Friday afternoon and on my syndicated weekend show, America Weekend, which airs at different times on different stations around the country, including right here on the Big 550 KTRS every Saturday and Sunday night at midnight. I will see you next Friday for our final show of the year. Until then, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, well, there is an incident. I'm not sure if it's an accident or a police stop or whatever, but it's on eastbound 70 out in the Warrenton area. Right now, traffic is jammed up. Looks like it's right by Highway 47, and traffic is backed up about 2 miles behind that coming eastbound. Looks like we're backed up a mile to a mile and a half going westbound as folks slow down to take a look. Now, if you're traveling on eastbound 270, you're slowing around St. Charles Rock Road through 370, and then at stop and go from Missouri Bottom through West Washington Elizabeth. northbound 170, stop and go from Highway 70 through 270. We've got a new accident. It's on eastbound 255 between Lime Ferry Road and Telegraph. A lane is blocked, and you have traffic backed up all the way through Tesson Ferry. And it looks like southbound 55, you had an accident that was on Highway 55 at 67, but things have been cleared, so that's thinning out. You may find a little slow pocket here and there from Peabody on down. Westbound 40 is going to have the usual stop-and-go traffic. Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and then from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by ChristianMingle.com. Don't get caught driving through life alone. Find God's match for you at ChristianMingle.com, a Christian community for like-minded singles. Joining is easy and free at ChristianMingle.com. With your Golden Oak, from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Chair, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Frank Ladd from The McGraw Show. In this season of rushing from store to store, party to party, let's remember the real reason for the season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
If you waited, then here's your reward.
Granite Busters is making a special one-time-only offer.
Now through the end of the year only, when you buy 50 square feet of Category C or higher granite countertops, you'll get three valuable items absolutely free.
A stainless steel sink, free.
A quarter-round or quarter-bevel edge upgrade, free.
Lifetime granite sealer, free.
And as always, Granite Busters will digitally fabricate and install your granite countertops and remove your old countertops absolutely free.
And every installation is 100% guaranteed.
The only thing you pay for is the granite or quartz that you choose.
Choose from over 500 in-stock slabs and over 125 amazing colors, including a new variety of exotic stone.
It's the end of the year special only at Granite Busters.
Buy 50 square feet of Category C or higher granite countertops, and you'll get a free sink, free quarter round or quarter bevel edge, and free lifetime sealer.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Or online at the all-new GraniteBusters.com.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it, because now more than ever, you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30 plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
EJ hits the three, and Mizzou's up two.
Tomorrow, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois in the 2013 Bud Light Bragging Rights matchup at the Scott Trade Center. Coverage begins at 4 p.m. and the tip-off is at 4:30.
Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
The Tigers versus the Illini on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou. The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Shetley Cart Supply. The 12 days of Christmas, from here today, best transportation, celebrating life cakes, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
You've got a friend.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, for you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Temperatures are dropping right now across St. Louis. A southern storm on the way, and we've got some serious travel troubles to the north, northwest, and north of St. Louis.
A symbolic end to this house of horrors, a place known for women entering without leaving alive. Hear the loud message prosecutors sent drug dealers.
Boeing is trimming its list of possible cities to house thousands of new jobs. We'll find out if St. Louis has made the latest cut. I'm Mandy Murphy in for Sandy Miller tonight. First on Fox, the start of a busy travel weekend combined with some potentially dangerous weather this weekend. This is a live look now from MoDOT's Gateway Guide camera at Interstate 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. MoDOT says the I-70 corridor of the state could freeze this weekend. They are asking drivers to consider changing their travel plans and make sure to stay on top of